Socialism has emerged as a national topic of interest lately, as numerous mainstream figures have praised it as the future of America. However, even a brief study of socialism's bloody and failed history presents the much more sobering reality that at some point you run out of other people's money. Hi, I'm State Senator Dave Craig with your weekly Republican radio address. Throughout history, socialism has endeavored to concentrate power in a large central government. It requires citizens to surrender individual economic liberties to a group of elite central planners who decide how best to distribute goods and services. This demands the ceding of individual rights, which has always led to tyranny. Our founders escaped a tyrannical monarchy to create a constitutional republic, which vests power with the individual and protects the liberty of citizens from an all-too-powerful central government. They witnessed the effects of unchecked power, and our country has since endured the rise and fall of socialist and fascist regimes, sometimes at great expense to America, particularly by the blood of her patriots and treasure of her people. The Communist Party in Russia, the fascist elite in Germany, and now the dictator in Venezuela all use socialist principles to first rob their people of economic freedoms before taking other liberties. America's capitalist economy, focused on the freedom of individuals to determine their own destiny through hard work, has created the freest nation the world has ever known. Those liberties are worth protecting, and defending those freedoms means vigilance against the policies which lead to a bigger central government. Here in the legislature, Republicans have advocated for more liberties for our citizens through tax relief, by limiting the power of central planners in Madison, and by limiting the federal government's unconstitutional reach into our state. In Wisconsin, we are not only rejecting socialism's collectivist march, the people are reversing its course.